Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPietro and Rothenberg.
I run into a guy that I know, Richard Shishkinski. Not Shishkinski. I'm like, hey, how are you? He's like, good. How are you? I'm like, good. And then I have the moment, like 12 to 15 seconds in, where I'm like, I don't want to be involved in this conversation. But it's awkward if it stops too quickly. At what point have I put in enough time where I can get out of this thing? I said, you know what? I think I'm done. And he's like, what do you mean? I was like, I think we've covered what we need to cover, and I think I'm done. And he was taken aback.
This is DPietro and Rothenberg.
I stand by it, and I do it again.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Well, welcome to the big 6 o'clock hour. Rick's still out. Be back with us on Monday. That's the expectation. DPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. Time for a little Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. So now I'm Larry David. He's almost dysfunctional. I love him. There's almost nobody I like more. But now, because I didn't want to have a conversation with that guy, I'm Larry David.
I think of all the people that work at the station, you're probably the closest there is to a Larry David, no?
Maybe. But and I'll follow it up with this. Is that a bad thing?
Not necessarily, no. I think Larry David's got it pretty good.
I think he's got it really good. He's worth $1 trillion. He's famous beyond belief. I don't know if that's a good thing or not. And he's very well liked.
Button up, my friend. Button up.
I'll take, if I'm going to be anybody, I'll take Larry David over some of the other people that we're compared to at the station. In a heartbeat. But I don't know. I still stand by it. Is that wrong that you run into someone you have not even a friendship, like an acquaintance with, and now you're obligated to spending 5, 10, 12 minutes? And by the way, it was like 12:58. I wanted to get home for the start of the Mets game and the start of the Yankees game.
Listen, I can relate to you. I just generally, when I'm out in public, I don't like to be bothered.
And but you would never. See, you're nicer than me. There's no way. There's no way. You sounded like Larry David. There's no way at 12:58 yesterday afternoon you run into a guy who you're fine with. And you're just, you say, listen, I'm done. I don't want to be in this conversation anymore. There's no way you do that.
Listen, there's levels to this, and we have the roast coming up later this hour, so I don't want to give too much away, but like that could be touched on.
All right. We have the roast in 40 minutes from right now. 1-800-919-3776. I want to get to, we have, and this is so good, Kyrie Irving audio. Not from this morning, not from yesterday, from October 2nd. Of 2020. And you're probably thinking, you're going to play Kyrie audio from October of 2020? Just wait until you hear this and how silly, in fact, it makes him sound. We will get there in 9 minutes. Fran in Massapequa. Fran, good morning. You're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
My man, Dave, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, Fran? How are you?
I'm on the Bell Parkway headed to Atlantic City.
I remember that run. So you're going to go through Staten Island down to AC, huh?
20-25 people going.
Wow. That's a lot of yeah. Hopefully not in your it'd be a clown car, not in your car right now, right?
No, I'm by myself. I know how to travel. Everybody's going their own ways and we're all meeting up at a couple of hotels.
I once played blackjack for 36 straight hours. Are you a blackjack guy, friend?
I love blackjack, but you gotta have the patience. You gotta have a little bit of loot on you. But I love blackjack. But I'm a Texas Hold'em guy. I'm going to play in a big tournament at the Borgata.
Nice. I wish you nothing but luck, Fran.
Absolutely. Same to you. I love you. Just a couple of things with Rick. Jackie Gleason needed Ed Norton. Oscar needed Felix. Greatest Cat needed Minute Mouse. Oh, good, very good together. Everybody knows you're great by yourself. but you guys very, very, very good together.
So you have looked at this week when he's been out, and you recognize his worth more than normal because you don't think I'm capable. Is that what you're saying?
No, I just didn't hear what I just said. You could do it all by yourself. No one would miss Rick. But you guys have a partnership now. It's not like, you know, you guys go really good together. So it is what it is. I mean, you do great by yourself. You know, you don't even have to go and ask me. I think you're phenomenal. And I think, you know what I was thinking? An episode of Larry David should be right up your alley. How he hasn't gotten in touch with you and done some kind of sports thing. You'd be phenomenal hooking up with Larry. I think that would be an incredible episode. Absolutely.
Oh, would I love that. Oh, would I love that. All right. So, Fran, let's go.
Real quick.
We've covered it all. Get into the Mets. Go ahead.
All right. But real quick, as a Knicks fan, we love seeing Brooklyn lose and the Mets now. There's nothing better as a diehard 59-year-old Mets fan than the Mets doing excellent and great, winning a game and the Yankees losing. There's nothing better. And that guy who called up and said, you got to wait till August. The whole fun of being a Mets fan is you dive in now.
You got to believe.
You enjoy it right now. And if they crack us, they crack us. But right now, this is incredible. I love everything about it. It's a different team than last year. They got rid of Conforto. They got rid of a couple of guys. And they added a few nice pieces. This is a wonderful thing, especially since we got the Met news that our number one and the greatest pitcher in America, DeGrom, got hurt. You couldn't ask for a better start. Every Met fan, jump into this headfirst.
It's a great start, Fran, I have a feeling you might make this another commercial-free hour because you are just going on and on. So have a great trip to Atlantic City.
You're the man, Dave. You're the man. I love you. You know that.
I know, Fran. I got to go. I got to move on. Thank you for the call. But didn't you get the feeling like if I didn't jump in there, he would go on till 6:37?
It's literally what you were just talking about. Same thing, but in phone form. And we love Fran. We love Fran.
He's great. He's emotional. He's passionate. He's a wonderful listener and a wonderful caller. But at some point, enough is enough. And I felt like we got to that point where it was enough.
Focus on the road. Get to Atlantic City safe, Fran.
That's right. Boy, he got an early jump this morning, huh? He's going to be gambling his face off by 9 o'clock.
He was going to take you right to the tournament. Dave, I'm holding 10 jack off. So what do you think here? By the way, go Mets.
Here's the thing, though. I can be of help in many different ways. Like if you were on a trivia game show, I might be your phone a friend. If you're at the blackjack table and you need to know what to do in that situation, I can be that guy to help you. Poker? I don't know anything about poker. Nothing. In fact, I felt embarrassed because Ben went to his friend's house a couple weeks back. And he's like, Dad, we're going to be playing poker. Can you kind of give me a tutorial? I was like, I don't know anything about poker. Why don't you look it up online?
That doesn't surprise me, though. You're kind of a, you're an instant gratification guy. You want to know
What does that mean?
You want to know if you won or lost immediately. And you're going
to. See, I don't think that's fair, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
I'll tell you why. I play season-long fantasy sports, and I don't do daily fantasy.
That's fair, but when you're gambling, like you're out there, you're in your element. You know, there's casino noises and things are happening. I think you want to know within seconds, not minutes or hours, what your update is. Did I win or did I lose?
And you get it the immediate. I had figured I was going to write a book on this, and then I told someone, and they're like, "No, that's a terrible idea." Like someone in the industry.
You'd like his book. You should read his book. It's actually pretty interesting.
I don't read, and that was. I had this brilliant idea, I thought, of I'm in Vegas, and it's like, oh, God, it's years ago. Nuno and I are in Vegas. Producer Greeny now, you can hear him 10 to noon every weekday on 98.7 ESPN. And I said, Nuno, I got this great, we're on the flight out there, this brilliant idea. He says, what is it? I said, if I want to win, like we're going to go out for the day, we're going to hang out, and I need $100 spending money. I sit down first thing in the morning at the blackjack table, bet $100. I lose it, I bet $200. I lose that, I bet $400. At the first win, I'm up, I'm done, I'm plus $100. And he's like, that's brilliant. Because unless you're going to lose like 14 hands in a row where the money becomes out of control, you're going to wind up winning $100 and we'll move on. And I brought that to the attention of like a professional gambler. And he's like, that is the dumbest thing you could ever possibly do. But every time I've done that tact, I've wound up with my money. So that day before Nuno and I went on the town to Vegas, bet $100, won my first hand, they're spending money for the day. And away we go. 1-800-919-3776. Patrick in Queens. Good morning, Patrick. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning, Dave. It's a pleasure speaking to you, man.
I appreciate you making the call, Patrick.
It's my first time calling. I listen to you guys all the time. I never usually catch the first hour and a half live because, you know, it's really early.
Yeah.
But I'm always in the podcast.
So let me ask you this. You've listened mm-hmm. for a long time. You've never called.
Oh, yeah.
Why is today the day that you decided to rip off the Band-Aid and make your first ever call to the show?
Well, honestly, it's funny you said Band-Aid because, yes, I had an ingrowing nail yesterday. Mm. And I got that. I went to the podiatrist in Westchester. I got that. I got taken care of. And last night, around 8 o'clock at night, I got sleepy and I went to bed really early. And I woke up today at 5.
Perfect timing. So yeah, maybe that ingrown toenail was a blessing in disguise.
Well, I'm not sure if it's a blessing, but I do feel much better today. And you know what? It feels good waking up at 5. You know, like, you have so much time to do things now.
Well, you know what they say? The most successful people in the world wake up very early and get their day started.
Well, I'm going to start doing that now from now on. I mean,
you're telling me that we've had a life epiphany for you, that you are now going to be the guy that goes to bed 9:30, wakes up 5, starts your day.
Probably, because, you know, I feel so rested, and it feels much better than going to bed at midnight. I tell you that much.
I love it. All right, Patrick, I am hooked with you. I think you're my favorite. Go ahead. What do you got this morning?
Hey, listen, I think you and Rick are really good. Rick is funny and inappropriate at times, but I love that about him, you know? And also, I think you do great by yourself. I think you might be just a one-man show. And honestly, to be frank, it's nice to take a break from two Mets fans doing the show, you know?
Oh, don't be a baby. I mean, you were doing such a good job, ingrown toenail, all that, waking up early. Don't be a baby.
Dave, I'm a big Yankee fan, but I'm not like that guy, Nick, who calls and makes his Yankee fans look bad. I don't hate the Mets. I just I don't care for them. But you know what I mean? It's not hate. I don't.
So, I forget Jackson about Heights. The Mets. Get them out of your head. What's your Yankees point you want to make?
Listen, I'm really concerned about the Yankees. I know Michael says not to worry, but and he says technically they didn't bring back the same team, but it's the same team, Mike. It's the same team. They didn't get better at shortstop, and they took on the wrong type of salary with Donaldson. And Gerrit Cole might be overrated. I think he's overrated.
Overrated might be an understatement. And Pat, I'm glad we got to chat, and thanks for making the call and waking up with us this morning. Yeah, I think the Yankees have problems. But I understand his point that in the long game, they'll probably be fine and work their way into the postseason.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this the theme of the Nature Man?
Once again, the theme of the Nature Boy, yes.
All right, you can't be 70-something years old, having been on death's door, and still be the Nature Boy.
Woo! Who says he's on death's door?
He has been. He almost died a couple years back.
Multiple times, actually.
Thank God he's still with us.
Years of abuse in the squared circle will do that to you.
Woo! I mean, you saw that 30 for 30 on him. Guy was a huge drinker. Used to pound like a case of beer. So it's time to move on with the nickname. Ric Flair will forever now be known as the Nature Man. He's 73 years old, Ray.
The Nature Grandpa.
The Nature Pop-Pop. You know what? This is cool because so many of these guys, it's like their nicknames are completely made up. You know his actual given name? Richard Morgan Fleer. That's nice.
He did a good job with it.
So now he's Ric Flair. That's a good job by him. Once known as the Nature Boy, now known as the Nature Man. All right. Kyrie Irving, I'm sure, has some nicknames. I'm sure some of them we can't say on air. People don't like Kyrie Irving, and it's not hard to understand why, in fact, they don't. Let's hear from him in a second. I'm just thinking, we just talked about wrestling. Do we want to do the tickets giveaway? RJ, is now the time?
Woo! I kind of feel like it is.
All right, here's your chance to win a pair of tickets. This is big stuff. Do we have any, like, Nature Man music or anything?
Woo! Woo!
Give me that. That one he comes out to again. Yeah. Here's your chance to win a pair of tickets to see WWE SmackDown at the Nassau Coliseum Friday, May 6th. SmackDown returns to the Coliseum for the first time in 9 years with a WrestleMania 38 rematch between Cody Rhodes and Seth freaking Rollins. Plus, undisputed WWE Universal Champion Roman Reigns, Ronda Rousey, SmackDown Women's Champion Charlotte Flair, daughter of the Nature Man, Drew McIntyre, and many more. Tickets start at just $20 and are available right now at Ticketmaster.com. To win a pair of tickets, just be caller number. RJ, what caller works for you?
How about...
Not one.
No. How about eight?
Caller number eight. Woo! Right now, 888-987-ESPN.
With a tear in my eye, this is the greatest moment in my life.
And that's the Nature Man. DiPietro Rothenberg presented as always by Progressive Insurance. Very well done, Raymond. Very, very well done. All right. Now let's take a listen to Kyrie Irving. This is from ETC's podcast from 10 to 20. He doesn't really see Steve Nash as the head coach of this team.
It's also going to change the way we see coaches. I don't really see us having a head coach. You know what I mean? Like, KD could be a head coach. I could be a head coach.
Jacques Vaughn could do it one day. It could be. It's a collaborative effort, I think, on our part.
All right. Well, it seems to be working out really well. I mean, they poo-poo the head coach. I mean, we don't need a head coach. Didn't it make it sound like we could walk down the street, pick any schlub there, and we are so talented that that person could lead us to a championship? Well, where are you now? You're being outcoached all over the place in this series. You're playing 40 minutes a night. The two of you combined for 1 of 17 in the second half. You know what it seems like to me? Exactly what you need is a head coach. Your head coach is being dominated by the guy on the other sideline who has no experience as well. And he looks like he has more and is better. And in fact, he is better than you. Have you seen any adjustments? Is there any change in lineup? I mean, instead of, all right, let's get it to KD, set a high screen and go. Can we get him on the low block? Can we set him up where the skip pass is to, you know, Seth Curry or Patty Mills? Like, can we do something that changes the narrative, for God's sakes? And these guys, and that's the thing. There's a reason why general managers should make the decision, coaches should coach, and players should play. That's why. Because if you give the players too much control, and it's been an age-old problem, and we've seen it forever. We've seen it with LeBron, and I'm not saying it can't work, but I think it's fair to say it's not working at the moment. More from Kyrie, same podcast, ETC. It's long, but there are some beautiful nuggets in this thing. Here is Kyrie on Atkinson and Nash.
First of all, I want to give a shout out to Kenny Atkinson because, you know, some people came out and was like, yo, Kai and KD got Kenny fired. And look, that was completely false. Listen, Kenny was great for the group that he served, and I was very appreciative of what he was giving us throughout the season when we were playing. We always heard how great Nash was or saw how great Nash was as a player, but also when you get to know him as a person, you understand why he can coexist with us, because we don't need somebody to come in and put their coaching philosophy on everything that we're doing and change up the wheel and, yo, you guys need to start doing this, and we start running on the first day of practice. It's just like, no. I need somebody that's going to understand that I am a human being first. I serve my community and where I come from first. And then basketball is something I come and do every single day because I love. And also I have the right ingredients and people around me to come in and do my job at a high level. And I know that they will hold me accountable to that level. It's no disrespect to Kenny or any other coaches I play with. It's just Steve coming in at this moment and then following up with putting together a great coaching core was going to make us more successful.
God, does he sound like a fool, doesn't he? I mean, you listen to that at the time, and you're like, well, maybe. Now you listen to it now, you're like, what a fool. I mean, sounds childlike. You know, Kenny Atkinson was a good coach for that group, but I want someone that's going to treat me like an adult. And I guess, RJ, you could tell me, is that KD that's giggling there, or is that the host of the show?
I think that's the host of the show, but KD is right there.
So it's giggling. It's like, I don't want a coach that's going to make me run, and then the host starts giggling. Yeah, why would you want that? Why would you want a coach that's going to actually coach you? You want a guy that's going to treat you exactly how you want to be treated. That's what you want. You want to be able to manipulate the head coach, say what you need. And you must be Joe Tsai and the owner of the Nets and everyone involved in the organization and hear a quote like, I'm a human being first and a member of my community first before I'm a basketball player. Great. Well, you know what? You've made it very obvious over the last couple of years that basketball is secondary to you. And game one, you were great. And game two, you were garbage. And your team now trails this best of 7-2-0. And if you're sitting there thinking to yourself, boy, it sounds like Dave has a problem with Kyrie Irving. Oh, I do. I mean, I listened to that, and it would, if I was a fan of the Nets, it would enrage me. The way this guy acts like a petulant child. I'm a person. We know you're a person. Nobody's saying you're not a person, but the expectation is you're going to show up for work every day and be a member, a productive member of this team. And you know what the truth is? You're not. 1-800-919-3776. Here's my question for you. If Brooklyn fades off into, as Mike Tyson would say, we should mention the Tyson story too, into Bolivia and just fade away, or Bolivian like he said, is Steve Nash done? Like, is it enough of, all right, Kyrie and Kevin, what do you guys want? Is it time to rip off the Band-Aid and say, guys, go out there and play basketball, and we'll take care of what happens with this team? But, you know, then you could be concerned that Kyrie could up and say, oh, I don't know that I want to return to this team again. So we have to assuage these guys all the time. All the time. Make sure that Kyrie's happy. Make sure that Kevin Durant is happy. At what point can we actually do what's right for the organization and the long-term health and success? That would be my question. If Steve Nash falls apart and continues to lose games and be outcoached, does the move need to be made at the end of the season? 1-800-919-3776. Game 3 tomorrow, game 4 Monday, and I believe that Ben Simmons is cleared and will, in fact, play Monday night in Game 4.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Here's what I say we do. We rip through the calls.
Calls, calls.
Calls, calls. Rip through the calls. And then when the phone rings on the other side, it has to be a roast. Is that fair?
Oh, look at what has happened.
Calls, calls. I think so. All right, let's do it. And if you said, what exactly is the roast? It's a Friday. You've had a long week. There's something on your mind you want to get off. Go. I don't care if it's you know what, the grocery store. I don't care if it's spinach. I don't care if it's a cartoon. I don't care if it's Voltaire. I don't care what it, if it's sports. That's great also. Whatever you need to get off your chest this morning, in 9 minutes, we will roast away. Alex, Jersey City. Alex, go. You're on 98.7. He booped on us? I didn't even hear the boop, but that's not nice.
No, I heard it loud and clear.
There's the boop. Jason in the taxi. Go ahead, Jason. You're on.
Hey, buddy. How you doing today?
Good. What's up, pal?
I got this really weird and crazy idea, but I got to ask you a question first before the idea.
Yeah.
Has Phil Jackson lost so much in his reputation that even if, let's say, he wanted to come back to coach a team like the Nets, which at one point would have been his kind of team, you know, egos, talented players, but has he lost so much that even if he wanted to, he could not come back and do it?
No, I think he could if that was something he wanted to do. I don't think physically he can. And you think that, could you imagine if you coupled Phil Jackson and Kyrie Irving together? What a disastrous combination that would be.
It would be must-see.
Yeah, you know what? They're must-see now. Do you understand how old Phil Jackson is? I think Phil Jackson is 75, who couldn't take the Knicks job because he couldn't sit on the sidelines in those chairs. Now you want to give him this dysfunction?
Ask
no.
Phil.
Not going to happen. Not going to happen. All right, let's see what he's got here. Richard in Manhattan. Good morning, Richard.
Dave, I don't understand the arrogance of you, Michael Kay, even Aaron Boone saying that was the right play. My argument
it was the right play.
Okay, argument is there is no right play. First of all, Aroldis Chapman, Mariano Rivera hate walking a man because it gives them no wiggle room. Now, the most famous play in Yankee baseball World Series history, of course, is the Mazeroski home run, 60. 2 years later, in 62, the second most famous play occurred. Let me give you your history. And if you read the book by David Halberstam, 1964, he details it great. Bottom of the ninth, the series is tied 3-3 against the Giants. They're playing the Giants. They're up by a run. Mays is on second. Jesus Alou is on third. Willie McCovey, one of the greatest all-time hitters, is up. Left-handed batter. The pitcher who just died a month ago, Ralph Terry, is pitching.
All right.
So a right-hand pitcher to a left-hand batter, second and third, first is open. Hal comes up to the mound and asks. See, that's my point. You leave it up to the pitcher to see.
Richard,
it has nothing to do with 3,000. Wait, let me finish.
You don't. Miguel Cabrera is better than, who is it, Austin Meadows? You don't leave it up to the pitcher, and you say there's no wiggle room. There was wiggle room. Now, if you said that's walking the bases loaded and you don't like that because the pitcher's wild and now a walk means a run, I would disagree, but fine. But that wasn't the situation you put him in. You had first and second, and it's not like he mashed the ball to the wall. He got a bloop hit that resulted in two runs. So this take of it's the wrong play. The only reason let me ask you this. Is it the right play if Miguel Cabrera has 2,974 hits? Because if it's the right play then, it's the right play at $29.99. Joe in the truck. Joe, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, fellas. I just wanted to talk about Nash real quick.
Go ahead.
Nash has to go. Kyrie has to go. Anybody can dribble a ball really fancy for 42 minutes a game. Keep keep Durant, and let's build some young youth and excitement back in this team.
No, Joe, this is not a team.
Joe,
this is not a team that is trying to build youth and become a good team in years. They are a championship caliber club now.
Are they winning now?
Well, no, but they're supposed to.
Of course. I agree. Listen, I want them to win. I'm a lifelong fan. I was a Roy Hinson fan. He went to the same high school as me growing up. He was one of my idols. I've been watching this team for, goodness, 35 years now, and they're heartbreaking. I mean, it's like that girl you wanted to date in high school and you never got her number.
I don't know that that's a great analogy, and thanks for the call, because they should be better than they are. I don't know what the you like this girl, you could never get the number analogy means. But they should be better than they are. What they're doing now is tremendously disappointing. You think they're going to win this series? It's hard to imagine. Isaac in Albany. Good morning, Isaac.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, fellas. RJ, Santiago, Rick, we miss you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. I'm letting you go on with your salutations. Go ahead.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Dave. Hey, I just want to make a comment about the Kyrie thing. I think you're a little off base. First, Kyrie, he's a good player, right?
Very.
One thing he said accountability. He needs a coach to keep him accountable. Steve Nash needs to keep him and KD accountable.
But they don't want that. Isaac, if they wanted to be held accountable, they would have kept Kenny Atkinson as the head coach.
But he said accountability. So Steve Nash has got to hold those guys accountability.
Do you know what happens if Steve Nash tries to hold Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving accountable? He's looking for work is what's happening.
But I think you got to earn the respect. Those players are not going to respect him if he's not holding them accountable. Just like anybody else. And number two, you want to feel respected at work. You want to feel like a human being, right? I mean, you're a father, you're a husband first, and then you're a world-renowned radio show host, guru of sports, whatever. That's the first thing is
And thanks to the call, Isaac. We really need to sit here and say that before, and I don't know. I don't even think Kyrie is married. Maybe he is. Does he have kids? I have no idea. But for argument's sake, let's say he does, right? Say he's married with two kids. I don't think Durant does either. But let's just say that Kyrie's married with two kids. Doesn't it go without saying that his number one priority is going to be his wife and children? Like, obviously, that's his number one priority. Right? No, nobody gets angry if a wife is sick or a girlfriend is sick and you take a day off. Look what's happening right now. Rick's whole family is not well, right? They're all under the weather. They have something going around the house, and they're sick, and he's tending to that, and no one has said a word. In fact, he wanted to come back yesterday and today, and he was told by the station, you know what, take the time. Now, I think it's dual fold. I think it's Dave's doing an unbelievable job, so you can take the time, but nobody pushed him back. Yeah, of course his number one responsibility is to his family. No one is questioning that, but his work responsibility is pretty darn important. And it feels like it's always, you know, not even secondary to him, like tertiary, like way down the list. The guy left the team and didn't tell them why. That's respect for your head coach. Accountability. I mean, you can talk a big game and say whatever you want. If you don't act on what you say, then what are you? And that feels to me, that's what Kyrie Irving is. Oh, I want to be held accountable. And I want to be a good teammate. And I want to show, then do it. Then have respect for your coach. Have respect for your teammates. And don't go missing. The guy up and left the team last year and was shown at a birthday party. Is that what you're looking for? Not his significant other was sick in the hospital. Because everyone would understand that. 1-800-919-3776. Ben in Schenectady. Good morning, Ben. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
How's it going, guys? Thanks for the call.
You got it, Ben. What's up?
The Yankees, man. They're not gonna make the playoffs. They're not gonna win 90 games. Be lucky if they win 82 games.
So you look at this Yankees team right now, Ben, and you think this is a 500-esque team?
Gerrit Cole looks like he's a fourth pitcher. He's not a number one right now ever since they took his pine tar away. We can't beat Buda Michael Pineda. He's out there throwing 90 miles an hour, giving up four hits.
You can't, Ben, you can't hit anybody. That therein lies the problem.
You think we're going to win 90 games? We can't hit Pineda.
I just think, you know what? Normally you go, and thanks to the call, to the back of the baseball card. In the back of the baseball card says win the Yankees, and maybe they won't. I hope they don't. I don't like them. But it's hard to envision that the Yankees just continue to lose. Like, they're going to lose to Baltimore. They're going to lose to Kansas City. They're going to lose this weekend to Cleveland. Like, at some point, last year, do you remember the Yankees were brutal? Brutal. And they were sitting there at 500. I mean, like, into June. And then it changed. And they got hot, and they won games, and they were good down the stretch, and then they got to the playoffs, and it blew up again. So I have no confidence they're going to go on a run and win the World Series, but do enough to get in and be okay? I think so. I do. I think so. All right. Here we are. We've walked you right up to the roast. And I don't, RJ, I don't like this at all, and I somewhat blame you. There's multiple people on the line for the roast, 1-800-919-3776, and they want to roast me?
Well, one of them I think is a little tough on you. It's a little unfair. The other one you brought on yourself.
Really?
Yeah. Today. And I fully agree with it.
You do, of course you do.
Well, you can't, I don't even know if you're aware of what you did, but you'll find out.
Really? Are you going to swing it?
No, okay. You can't do what you did.
I can't?
No.
Now, at the time when I did it, did you think, what is he doing?
Yes.
If you not worried.
Yes, I was worried.
And when I did it, did you say anything to me?
I did not, but others did, but you stood by it, so.
Okay. All right, I'm not sure of where we're going. Could I get in trouble with management for this?
No, but in the court of public opinion, you're done for.
COPO.
That's what they call it, yeah.
Yeah, the court of public opinion, yeah. COPO. All right, let's see what's happening here, why I'm going to get roasted. Bring it on. Raymond, let's go.
This is why I'm hot. Is the morning roast.
Top of the morning. All right, now time for the morning roast, brought to you by Jackpocket, 1-800-919-3776. If you would like to get involved in the roast, Raymond, why don't you lead us off? You're always a pretty good roaster. Why do you have at it?
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yes.
Were you able to see what happened involving Mike Tyson yesterday, Dave?
I did see that. So apparently he just attacked the guy on the plane. I saw a video. The guy was heckling him and apparently threw a water bottle at him.
Yes. Thank you basically for... Now listen, nothing justifies, you know, physical violence like that. And if you actually watch the video, like Mike like is reaching over the back of his seat and just pummeling this man. You can see the one guy trying to get in the way, who very brave individual. He's trying to protect this guy, but I don't know.
What kind of a moron do you have to be on a plane or anywhere really and incite Mike Tyson to the point where he's going to pummel you?
And this is where I'm going with the roast, because you can clearly see this guy is like pestering him. He's like reaching over the back of the seat. He's like, hey, Mike Tyson. He's clearly trying to get his attention, and he won't let up. Now, you can't actually see Mike Tyson's face as all this is going on, but you just know he's annoyed. You know, he's trying to mind his business. He's trying to keep his cool, but this guy is pressing his buttons, and I have no idea what the guy's actually saying to him. I don't know, like, allegedly a water bottle was thrown. I don't know what set him off, but, like, you can just look at this guy's face, and he's annoying. You don't need to hear. Like, his face is annoying.
And this is a good roast by you. Mm-hmm. This felt to me like, hey, my buddy's in the seat next to me. Mm-hmm. You film it. I'll push it to the limits, and then we'll go viral. Which they got exactly what they wanted. I don't know that a pummeling from Tyson was what they expected, though.
And it's kind of along the lines of what you were talking about before. Like, not quite the same thing, because I can't see you physically assaulting somebody in this way. Or maybe you can. I don't know. Like, you have used tennis rackets in such a way before.
I was eight.
You were eight. But the moral of the story is generally when you generally know when people don't want to talk to you and they want to be left alone. And, you know, this is kind of the worst case scenario you can have. You can get, you know, the hell beat out of you by the former world heavyweight champion, or, you know, you can just walk away like you did and say, I'm done. I don't want to talk to you anymore. But the moral of the story, Dave, is when people don't want to talk to you, leave them alone. Just leave people alone.
But that guy, the guy that I ran into yesterday did nothing wrong. It was just like we had covered what needed to be covered. I wanted to be done. And I said, I'm done.
He was never in danger of you just reaching over the seat and just wailing on him.
No, he didn't do anything wrong. Like, if that guy was following me, heckling me, no. I mean, what a...
Different levels.
Dumb, I mean, really, if there's anybody that walks the face of the planet that you would say, do not heckle, wouldn't Tyson be right up there?
You would think, but clearly that was not an issue for this guy.
Stupid. All right, let's go to Gary in Garrison. Did you move there because of the name, Gary?
No, actually, I've been there for a long time, Dave. And grew up in Westchester. I got to thank you guys, Triple R, you, Dave. Every morning I get a crack. It just cracks me up.
Good.
Listen,
thank you.
Analysis. Dave, when I was growing up, when we played dodgeball and kickball, they have a commercial out now, Capital One does, with Barkley, and he gets picked first. You would have been picked last because...
Why are you so nasty?
Because you're actually a sports savant, and I have really good friends that knew every stat that was on the planet. And they were really, really extremely smart and fun to be around. As far as athletic ability, you know, we're talking about kids today that are specimens that are really, really good, you know, and it's fun to watch. Calling the Yankees, calling Boone out on Sports 101, the Yanks aren't even bunting. They're not playing real baseball. So
Gary, where are we going here? I'm gonna roast you in a minute. You're all over the place.
Well, I'm trying to get it all in one shot.
All right, I'm done. I can't. I'll move on. Hang up on Gary. I can't. I mean, there's a statute of limitations, no? How long do I let him ramble on for?
I think you gave him a little extra leeway because of his name and where he was from.
Gary from Garrison.
It was pretty good.
That's weird. Mike in the car. Mike, you're on the morning roast.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I want to roast Coach K. So Jay Wright retired on Wednesday night this week, obviously after his Final Four run, keeping the focus on the kids. You know, Coach K announced his retirement tour before the season, and all you heard every press conference was, "It's about the kids!" If he actually felt that way, this is what he could have done.
So I don't think he did anything wrong. I really don't. He tried to keep it about the kids. He wanted to say goodbye. I don't. There's a lot of things I think you can roast Coach K for. I don't know necessarily that is one of them. All right, we mentioned this earlier in the week. Here's my roast, and it happened again yesterday. I go into CVS, and I want to buy toothpaste and deodorant, and I had to pick up a prescription as well, and they bully me into using the you know, checkout where there's no person there, the automatic checkout. So like, go ahead. So there's a line of three people for the person, and I'm fine. Let me get on the back of that line. I'll wait, and then I'll see that, and I like the human contact. And they push me to use the self checkout. Let us walk you over. So they walk me over like I'm a grand prize winner of sweepstakes. Here, use the self checkout. So deodorant, scan it across. Fine. Prescription, scan it across, fine. Toothpaste, problem with the barcode. Someone will be with you shortly. Who is that person? The person behind the counter who I wanted to wait for originally now has to finish with everyone online and then get to me. I don't like the self-checkout at all, and I'm not doing it anymore. And I leave it at that. RJ, you want to participate in the roast?
I do. I'm sorry. I disagree with. I love the self checkout. Love it.
Because you haven't been burned like I have.
You have a past.
Yeah, I mean, I've been burned with the self checkout numerous times.
I love the self checkout.
No, you're it's off base. But go ahead. What's your roast this morning?
We've all done this, so I guess it's a little hypocritical. When you double park your car, and you walk away from it, that's not double parking anymore. That's just parking your car.
Yes.
Just because you put your hazard lights or your four ways on, that doesn't make it okay.
No, it's awful. Did I ever tell you this story? I had a huge internship interview back in college, dating this girl in the city. Wake up, put on a suit, because the days when people were respectful. Put on a suit, get ready for this interview.
What did that mean?
Well, I don't feel like the kids nowadays are as respectful as we used to be, but fine.
You're aging right into your proper age group.
Maybe so. So I walk out to my car. Double parked with what you're talking about.
Can't get out.
Can't get out. So my car is double parked in. It's like 7:30 on a Wednesday morning. I can't get out of the spot. I wait for like 45 minutes. I miss the interview. I never get the internship.
Wow.
Yeah.
So let me.
It's not even like a positive end to the story.
There could be. Let me throw this at you. That could have changed your whole trajectory of life. You might not be here right now.
Well, I'd be dead if I didn't get to that internship.
No, I don't mean Earth.
Goodness.
Oh. I mean here sitting doing the show.
Oh, maybe not.
My goodness.
Maybe not. So is that it, the double parking, or did you have something more?
Well, what brought it on, because we've all been burned by it, I was walking yesterday. I saw a traffic cop not writing tickets, pulling up behind people that were in their car, would put their lights on, give them the chance to move, which I think is the right thing to do. And if you weren't in the car, ticket. Which I support. If you
I think that's dead on accurate. That's what you do.
You get about 3 seconds. Get out of the way.
The double parking in the city, the lack of respect is incredible. Well,
and that's mainly what I'm talking about. People don't even double park on like other parking shoulders. They double park in a lane.
Oh, yeah. No, they don't care.
It might be a two-way street, like one each way.
If you put the hazards on, it all changes. I like it. I think that's a good
It's like
good
a cloak of secrecy.
It's like a special club. Like, no, but my hazards were on.
Yeah, they're on.
But you left the truck and delivered the eggs. But my hazards were on.
There's blinking yellow lights.
Oh, my God. Daryl in the car. Daryl, roast away, Daryl.
Oh, Dave, thank you for taking my call.
You got it, buddy.
I almost wanted to call next week to wait till Rick was back. Dave, I love you. You're a genius.
And thank you.
You know what? Probably the smartest man on this station. But to think this show is better without Rick is blasphemy. As Stephen A. would say, Rick is the glue. Rick got charisma. Rick is my guy. Shout out to Rick. Hope he feels better. Hope to see you next week. But Dave, nothing, no love lost from you. You are great. I want you to know this. But you and Rick together are the greatest. You guys are great.
Thank you, Daryl. I'll take it.
One more thing.
A double roast. All right.
Yes,
go ahead. Double roast. Go.
And this has to be said. You cannot change Ric Flair's name into the Nature Man.
Woo!
He was born into wrestling greatness as the Nature Boy.
Woo!
He will die as the Nature
He's
Boy.
He's not a boy anymore. At some point, you're not Peter Pan. You're a man. You're not the Nature Boy, Daryl. He's the Nature. He's at one with nature. Thank you for the roast. Thank you for the call.
Woo!
At some point, you get to an advanced age where you need to adjust. You don't run the ball on 3rd and 7 anymore. You throw it. You're not the Nature Boy anymore. You're 73 years old. You're the Nature Man. Be one with nature. One more, and then we'll break. And I know RJ's going to yell at me for going too long, but you know what? Whatever. Matt in Stony Brook. Matt, you're on the Morning Roast.
Dave, I love you, but I'm worried about you. I think you need Rick, not professionally, because you're clearly talented enough to do this, but for your stability. You need Rick. You know, the blowing through breaks. Poor Debbie Duhane. You're like Billy Crystal on opening day, keeping Garrett Cole from the mound. He's ready to go with track. And I have the seminal moment that everybody has missed Rick on the show this week, and it happened about an hour ago when you were introducing the Kyrie audio, and you said it's long, and it definitely has a couple of wonderful nuggets. If Rick was here, that would have been an automatic drop, and we missed it desperately.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Fine. We miss Rick. Is that what you want to hear? Great.
I've done what I came to done.
Great. All right, so thanks for that call. So that's what we've established. Rick is the greatest. He drives the show. Without him, we're nothing, and I should go away. You know what? Maybe I'll get sick for next week, and we can see how Rick does on a solo performance himself.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.